Hour two of Seems Like Old Times is underway. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time here with me today. But we do have some pretty good music, if I must say so myself, so it's worth hanging out for a little while. And today we're showing off our moves again. Dancing is our theme. In this hour, we will mambo and tango and waltz, and who knows what else we'll gyrate to. And for this weekend's countdown, we've gone back to the middle of May in 1962. And we resume our trip up the survey at number 6 with Perry Como.
Katarina.
Oh, oh,
oh. Oh, oh, oh.
When we kiss, pretty miss, pretty miss, I'm in ecstasy.
See, 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 see. Katarina.
But when we kiss, pretty miss, are you thinking of me?
Are you thinking of me, Katarina?
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Just how long is the list, of the lips you kiss?
Ah!
Oh, how happy my heart would be if I knew that you loved just me. Say it's true, say you do,
Katarina,
Katarina. Oh, oh,
oh.
When we kiss, pretty miss, I'm in ecstasy.
See, 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 Katarina.
But when we kiss, pretty miss, are you thinking of me?
Are you thinking of me, Katarina?
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Just how long is the list, of the lips you kiss?
Oh,
oh, oh. Oh, how happy my heart would be if I knew that you loved just me. Say it's true.
Say it's true.
Say you do.
Say you do.
Katarina.
Katarina.
There's Mr. C, Perry Como, with Katarina, also with a C. Accompanied by the Ray Charles Singers and the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra. That was at its peak of number 6 on the Easy Listening chart this week in 1962. That would level out at number 23 on the Hot 100. Yeah, we've gone back 64 years on today's Seems Like Old Times. Well, there was quite a bit of country music influence on the pop scene here in the spring of 62. We heard the Nashville sound from Connie Francis, also Ray Charles. And we've got a few more, including the tune at number 5. Here's Burl Ives.
It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. You're leaving. Didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. If you see me with a great big smile at some party where the fun runs wild, if tears start to flow and I fall apart, please don't think you broke my heart.
It's just my funny way of laughing.
Yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me.
It's just my funny way of laughing.
Yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. If we meet on the street and a little bit of tear rolls down my cheek, please don't think it's because I'm blue or that I'm still in love with you.
It's just my funny way of laughing.
Yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me.
It's just my funny way of laughing.
Yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. remember the day you left our place and how the tears rolled down my face. It wasn't because you were leaving me. I was happy because you were pleasing me.
It's just my funny way of laughing.
Yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me.
It's just my funny way of laughing.
Yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be.
Funny Way of Laughing was written by Hank Cochran, and Burl Ives turned it into a hit. Number 5 on the Easy Listening chart this week in 1962. It would move up to number 3. It tops out at number 9 on the Country Countdown and number 10 on the Hot 100. And it would win the Best Country and Western Recording at the 63 Grammys. Well, here in May of 1962, the average household income was about $5,600. Minimum wage was $1.25 an hour. The average cost of a new home, $12,500. A new car, about $3,000, and gasoline was about 28 cents a gallon. And economically, we were doing quite well. We saw big growth in 61 coming out of a recession, and production continued to rise through the first quarter, but things were starting to level off. And for the rest of the year, the economy would pretty much just mark time. And a signal of that plateauing were losses in the stock market.
Do you have any comment on the behavior of the market?
No, I think that I would not attempt to figure its ups and downs. As you remember, it took a very sharp slump in 1956, just before we had an extremely good year, the next year. At that time, I think in 57, the value of the stock compared to the earnings was about 12-1. At the time of the high here, it was around 22-1. But every indication that we have indicates that this is going to be a record year in profits, wages, productivity. The new figures, which I think have been announced this afternoon, call for a construction at an annual rate of 1,500,000 housing units, which is the highest we've had for 3 years. So we believe that United States economy should have confidence.
President Kennedy remaining optimistic, as all presidents do. During his weekly press conference, as the economy had cooled, many had predicted that this decade would be known as the Soaring 60s. But for the first 2.5 years, it hadn't lived up to expectations. Well, despite the slowing economy, there was still a big celebration for the president in New York at Madison Square Garden. Now, earlier we heard him talking about Medicare. Well, the night before, a Saturday, the Democrats threw a big early birthday party for JFK. Of course, it was a star-studded event with performances by Ella Fitzgerald, Peggy Lee, Harry Belafonte, Maria Callas, Jimmy Durante, Shirley MacLaine. But stealing the show was Marilyn Monroe.
Happy birthday to you.
And you've seen the pictures and video. Monroe's sheer flesh-colored dress, very form-fitting, with 2,500 shimmering rhinestones. Not in attendance, Mrs. Kennedy. But the infamous event happened this weekend in 1962. Now there was a more honorable salute to the president in song number 4 this week by Jimmy Dean, PT-109.
In 43 they put to sea, 13 men and Kennedy, aboard the PT-109 to fight the brazen enemy. And off the Isle of Olesana, in the strait beyond Nauru, a Jap destroyer in the night cut the 109 in two. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. The heathen gods of old Japan, yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. And on the coast of Kalabangero, looking through his telescope, Australian Evans saw the battle, for the crew had little hope. Two were dead, some were wounded, all were clinging to the bow, fighting fire and a fighting water, trying to save their lives somehow. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy, the heathen gods of old Japan, yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. MacMahon, the Irishman, was burned so badly he couldn't swim. Leave me here, go on, he said, 'cause if you don't, we'll all be dead. The PT skipper couldn't leave him, a man to die alone at sea. And with a strap between his teeth, he towed the Irishman to sea. Smoke and fire upon the sea. Everywhere they looked was the enemy. The heathen gods of old Japan. Yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. He led his men through waters dark, rocky reefs and hungry sharks. Braved the enemy's bayonets, a 38 hung round his neck. 4 more days and 4 more nights, a rescue boat pulled him to sight. The BT-109 was gone, but Kennedy and his crew lived on. Now who could guess, or who could possibly know, that this same man named Kennedy would be the leader of the nation, be the one to take command. The BT-109 was gone, the Kennedy lived to fight again. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. But JFK and his crew lived on. Which proves it's hard to get the best of a man named John.
Big John.
It's Jimmy Dean and the PT-109, written by Mary John Wilkin and Fred Birch. Number 4 this week on the Easy Listening chart. It had 2 more spots to climb. It would be a number 3 hit on the country survey and number 8 on the pop chart. And by the way, the movie would come next year. And now it's time for sports from this week in 1962. Baseball in the American League this weekend. The Indians are a half game up on the Yankees and the Twins. NL, Giants lead the Cardinals and Dodgers by 3.5. By September, San Fran would beat L.A. in a 3-game playoff and make the World Series, but lose to the Yanks in 7. Some highlights so far, Dodger Stadium opened on April 10th. The same day was the very first game for the New York Mets. It was a bad, bad season. They went 40-121. The Houston Colt 45s also began play. April 24, Sandy Koufax tied the Major League record with 18 strikeouts in 9 innings. He did it against the Cubs and shared the mark with Bob Feller. May 5th, Angels rookie Bo Belinsky no-hit the Orioles. This weekend, he fired a 2-hitter at the Red Sox. And also this weekend, Stan Musial got hit number 3,431, passing Hannes Wagner for the National League record. Horse racing this weekend, the Preakness and Greek Money took top money, winning by a nose. Derby winner Decidedly was well back. Even further back, 19.5 lengths, was Jiper. In 3 weeks, he would win the Belmont and would be named 3-year-old of the year with a memorable win at the Travers Stakes later in the summer. Tennis, the French Open would begin on Monday. Rod Laver was on his way to the Grand Slam. Next weekend was Memorial Day, and the Indy 500 went to Roger Ward, becoming a 2-time winner. Golf, Arnold Palmer won the Masters. He'd take the British as well, be the player of the year. But Jack Nicklaus would win the U.S. Open next month for his first major. NBA Finals, Lakers and Celtics. Elgin Baylor scored 61 in Game 5, but Boston took Game 7 in overtime, making it 4 in a row. NHL, Bobby Hull became the third player to score 50 goals in a season. Now, Montreal dominated the regular season, but they were upset in the playoffs. Toronto beat Chicago for the Stanley Cup. And in soccer, next week the World Cup would begin play in Chile. Brazil and Pelé would win the title again. That's a look at sports from here in the spring of 1962. And now we're back to the countdown. At number 3, here's Brenda Lee. Everybody loves me but you.
Why did I listen to my friends when they told me what to do? Yes, I still have my friends, but I don't have you. And like true friends, they still come around and say, I'm sorry you're blue. Whoa, everybody loves me but you. My friends don't know what they've done. Well, they wouldn't understand anyhow. I can't tell them they were wrong, 'cause I'm afraid they'll leave me too. Now it's funny, but more than ever, I need them now. I still ask my friends what to do, but it seems they don't know how to bring you back. They say, what made him go? Yes, like true friends, they still come around and say, I'm sorry you're blue. Whoa. Everybody loves me.
More of the Nashville sound there from Brenda Lee on Everybody Loves Me But You. Floyd Kramer piano and the Anita Kerr Singers in the background. But the record didn't make the country chart. However, it was at number 3 on Billboard's Easy Listening rankings this week. It would stall at number 2. And it was her 8th straight top 10 pop record, peaking at number 6. It's May 1962 and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times, and this week we're back with another edition of Dance Songs. Yeah, we're back on the ballroom floor showing off our best moves, and here it's to Dave Barber's Mambo Jumbo. Dave Barber and his orchestra doing a Prez Prado number, Mambo Jumbo. They did that in 1950. And now we transition to a foxtrot with Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees. Here's Dancing in the Moonlight.
Mm-hmm. I bring, the birds won't sing and the bells won't ring, if the night will bring a moon, a tune and you. I don't care where the place may be, if there's room for you and there's room for me and there's room enough to dance, I'll always take a chance. Dancing in the moonlight, underneath the stars, singing little love songs to my baby. Dancing in the moonlight, sighing little sighs, looking for the love light right in my baby's eyes. Dancing in a corner, steal a little kiss, get a little closer to my baby. Give a boy a June night, give a girl a song, they'll be dancing in the moonlight all night long.
Dancing in the Moonlight, written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson, was recorded by a number of artists in 1934, but the only hit was the version from Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees, with the leader on the vocals, of course. Now, this next selection is a bit of a push. It's not really about dancing, it's rather a dance idiom. But it's a fun one from Pearl Bailey.
Takes two to tango, two to tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love. You can sail on a ship by yourself, take a nap or a nip by yourself. You can get into debt on your own. There are lots of things that you can do alone. But it takes two to tango, two to tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love. Two to tango, two to tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love. You can croon to the moon by yourself, you can laugh like a loon by yourself. Spend a lot, go to pot on your own. That you can do alone, yeah, but it takes two to tango, two to tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love. One more time, it takes two to tango, to the tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love. It takes two, takes two. Darling, it always takes two, and I'm with you.
There's Pearl with the Don Redman Orchestra, Takes Two to Tango, a song written by Al Hoffman and Dick Manning, and that was a hit in 1952. And it's on our dance card on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today we have meandered back 64 years to May of 1962. Well, let's turn on the TV, see what was happening on the tube. Well, on March 29th, Jack Parr stepped down as host of The Tonight Show. He said it was just too much putting on an hour and 45 minute show 5 nights a week. So he was stepping aside after 5 years, and he went out in typical Parr fashion, needling his critics, including Walter Winchell and Dorothy Kilgallen.
Nice to see you here and to look out there and see so many friendly faces. Kids have been on the show. Peggy and I see Sam, Selma. There's Dorothy Kilgallen up there. Take the mask off, Dottie. We knew all the time. Say, I hear she's going to go to India. Where would she get an idea like that? What would she do in India unless she wants to fight a mongoose? I really don't understand.
Johnny Carson would take over the hosting duties in October. There was also a change at the CBS Evening News Desk on April 16th. Walter Cronkite succeeded Douglas Edwards as the anchor. And the TV season was pretty much over. The top two programs this year were both from NBC, Wagon Train and Bonanza. The Peacock also had Hazel and Dr. Kildare in the top 10. The rest of the best were on CBS, Gunsmoke at number 3, so the top 3 shows were westerns, then Perry Mason, Red Skelton, Andy Griffith, Danny Thomas, and Candid Camera. In the top 30 for ABC included The Flintstones, and Thursday was their big night with Donna Reed, My Three Sons, the network's top show, and The Real McCoys, with Richard Crenna, Kathleen Nolan, and the star Walter Brennan. And the acting great was also on the countdown this week. At number 2, here is Walter Brennan and Old Rivers.
How old was I when I first seen Old Rivers? I can't remember when he wandered around. Well, that old fella did a heap of work. Spent his whole life walking plowed ground. He had a one-room shack not far from us, and, well, we was about as poor as him. He had one old mule he called Midnight. And I trailed along after them. He used to plow them rows straight and deep, and I'd come along there behind, busting up clods with my own bare feet. Old Rivers was a friend of mine. The sun'd get high and that mule would work, and Old Rivers would finally say, whoa. He'd wipe his brow and lean back in the range and talk about a place he's gonna go. Say, one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds where the cotton's high and the corns are growing and there ain't no fields to plow. I got a letter today from the folks back home, and they're all fine, crops is dry. Down near them end, Mom said, son, you know Old Rivers died. Sitting here now in this new plowed earth, trying to find me a little shade. With the sun beating down across the fields I see, that mule, Old Rivers, and me. Now one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds, where the cotton's high and the corns are growing, and there ain't no fields to plow. With the sun beating down across the fields I see, that mule, Old Rivers, and me.
Old Rivers. Cliff Crawford was the songwriter, and he had Johnny Cash in mind, but Johnny was out touring at the time. So he okayed it for Walter Brennan, and it was supposed to be a B-side, but it became a smash. It was at its peak of number 2 on the Easy Listening chart, topped out at number 3 on country radio, and was number 5 in the Hot 100, making Brennan, at age 67, the oldest performer to appear in the top 10. And on the piano there was not Floyd Kramer, but rather Al Pudler Harris. And the backing vocals done by the Johnny Man Singers.
First pictures of U.S. Marines arriving at Bangkok. Following up the airlift from a 7th Fleet carrier, transports bring in more of the 1,800 Marines ordered to Thailand by President Kennedy to meet the communist-provoked crisis in neighboring Laos. Forthcoming talks between the pro-Western, pro-communist, and neutralist Laotian princes may ease the tension, but the United States is taking no chances. The Marines take off for an encampment in a rice paddy field in northeast Thailand, 30 miles from the Laotian border. Here, until the rainy season drives them to higher, drier ground, they will train in jungle fighting and guerrilla warfare, and patrol a region reportedly infiltrated by communist agents from across the river in Laos.
A report from the British Bath A newsreel on U.S. troops arriving in Thailand. And actually this weekend, the number had increased to 4,000, trying to protect the pro-Western country from communist infiltration. Well, back here at home, there was a cheeky new record in the racks from the David Rose Orchestra, The Stripper. David Rose had recorded The Stripper in 1958, but it wasn't released until May of 1962. And it was on an album with one of the great all-time titles, The Stripper and Other Fun Songs for the Family. I bet that's an interesting family. That was soon to be a number one record and a million seller as well.
From San Francisco, famous for food, comes Rice-A-Roni, the exciting new side dish. Here at last is a welcome change, a change from potatoes. Now you can serve Rice-A-Roni, a delicious side dish with meat, chicken, or fish. And you make Rice-A-Roni in minutes. Everything's right in the box. A packet of soup base, rice, and vermicelli that you brown in butter. Add the special herb-flavored broth, and in minutes, Rice-A-Roni. Fluffy, fragrant. A wonderful change from potatoes.
Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Brand new for 62, Rice-A-Roni. It wasn't really a San Francisco dish, but that was where the inventors lived, the De Domenico family. They combined an Armenian recipe with their Italian flavorings, and soon it would become an American institution. Here's another great Italian-American, Dean Martin. And his latest LP here in the spring of 62 was a salute to his heritage, Dino Italian Love Songs. It included this one.
Arrivederci. Goodbye, goodbye to Rome, city of a million moonlit places, city of a million warm embraces, where I found the one of all the faces, far from home. It it's time for us to part. Save the wedding bells for my returning. Keep my lover's arms outstretched and yearning. Please be sure the flame of love keeps burning in her heart. So the flame of love keeps burning in her
heart. Dean Martin with Arrivederci Roma. From his latest album here in 1962, Dino, Italian Love Songs. He was accompanied by the Gus Levine Orchestra. Also today, we have more dance tunes. And I guess we could call this a mashup, a combination of rock and roll and a waltz, the Rock and Roll Waltz. Of course, it was a big smash for Kay Starr, but we heard her a little bit earlier. And covers of the song were pretty hard to find, but I did come across this one from Anita O'Day.
One night I was late, came home from a date, slipped out of my shoes at the door. Then from my front room, I heard a jump tune. I looked in, and here's what I saw. There in the night was a wonderful scene. Mom was dancing with Dad to my record machine. And while they danced, only one thing was wrong. They were trying to waltz to a rock and roll song. One, two, and then rock. One, two, and then roll. They did the rock and roll waltz. Rock, two, three, roll. Looked so cute to me. I love the rock and roll waltz. One, two, and then rock. One, two, and then roll. One, two, and then jump. It's good for your soul. It's old, but it's new. Let's do the rock and roll waltz. A wonderful scene. Mom was dancing with Dad to my record machine. And while they danced, only one thing was wrong. They were trying to waltz to a rock and roll.
Anita O'Day and her version of the Rock and Roll Waltz from 1956. She was backed up by the Buddy Bregman Orchestra. We're footloose and fancy free today on Seems Like Old Times. We're coming around third and chugging for home on today's Seems Like Old Times, but still things to do, including a reminder about the webpage. It's oldtimesradio.com. You'll find various information about the show, our schedule, list of affiliates, and of course the Listen Now page where you can hear previous shows on demand. Be sure to check us out on social media too. We're on Facebook and X. And the email address is Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, we've got time for one more dancing song today, and this is one of the all-timers, the Charleston, played here by Pee Wee Hunt's Orchestra. Charleston Dance was introduced in the Broadway show Liza in 1923, and the composer was pianist James P. Johnson. He based the beat of the song on one he heard from dock workers in Charleston, South Carolina. And the dance became the craze of the Roaring Twenties, and it lives on today. The original and its variations are the foundation of the Lindy Hop culture. And that version of the Charleston was done by Pee Wee Hunt and his orchestra from 1953. It's been another week of dance numbers with another one yet to come here on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song from this weekend in our spotlight year 1962. And in the news, NASA was preparing for its second orbital space flight. Back on May 20th, John Glenn became the first American to circle the Earth. But this week, May 24th, Scott Carpenter would blast off in Aurora 7. Carpenter had many interesting comments and observations during the flight.
The control system on flyby wire is very good. I have the booster in the center of the window now, tumbling very slowly.
Roger, 7, we understand. You sound real good.
It's very quiet.
Now we know it's not very noisy in space. Now, Carpenter solved a mystery from the Glenn flight. The fireflies that he described turned out to be ice particles. Carpenter had bumped his hand against the wall and saw the fireflies. So he pounded on the wall again and saw the bright shower of particles again. And they eventually figured out it was steam from the life support system that became crystallized on the outside of the capsule. But noticing those fireflies might have made him late preparing for re-entry. His pitch was off a little bit, and in trying to correct that, he wasted some fuel, and he wound up missing his mark by 250 miles. So it took about 45 minutes until Navy aircraft spotted him, northwest of Puerto Rico. So there was some uncertainty about his status after splashdown, but he was just fine, and he would get a hero's welcome in the coming days. However, NASA Flight Director Chris Kraft was unhappy with Carpenter spending so much fuel and being so far off target that he was sidelined for future missions. He would leave the space program in 64 and then join the Navy Sea Lab program. But Scott Carpenter would orbit the Earth this week in 1962. Meanwhile, sitting on top the easy listening music world this week was an Englishman. It's clarinetist Acker Bilk with Stranger on the Shore. Acker Bilk from Pensford, Somerset, England. Bernard Stanley Bilk. In Britain, Acker is slang for friend. Well, he wrote that piece for his daughter, Jenny, and that was the original title. But then it was used for a BBC television show called Stranger on the Shore. Accompanied by the Leon Young String Chorale, Acker Bilk had a worldwide hit. Next week, it would be number one on the Billboard Hot 100, and it stayed atop the easy listening chart for 7 weeks, including this weekend in 1962. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It has been wonderful having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until then, I'm Craig Orndorff saying so long for Seems Like Old Times.